Aha, here we are, a windmill photo. And in some ways, this is a picture that I've been trying to take for a long time. I will often see windmills out the side of the car window as we're going down the interstate somewhere. And it's just hard to get a picture of them because you can't just hop off the interstate and take a picture of a windmill. And you don't see a lot of the wind turbines, I should say. You don't see a lot of these turbines on back roads, on state highways and things like that. So it's tricky to get a photo like this. And you also can't always get close to these. So you might see one, but there's no road nearby that you can turn on to lead up to it. There's just a lot of obstacles. Or maybe it's not the right cloud conditions, like there's cloud cover or it's rainy or something like that. So when I saw this scene somewhere between St. Joseph, Missouri, and where the highway connects to whatever it connects to in Iowa. Basically, if you take highway, what is it, 36? I don't remember. But if you go straight east out of St. Joseph, Missouri to I-35, you'll come across this scene at some point. And I saw these windmills and I thought, this is it. I'm going to try and take a picture, the picture I've been trying to take for a long time. I turned off on the side, drove down low ways, took a few photos, moved my car down another quarter mile and got this photo, and I'm really happy with it. I'm happy with the position of the blades. I'm happy with the foreground and the background. I'm happy with the clouds, the ground. You can see it's clearly this Midwestern scene. I like that there's windmills in the background. If I could change one thing, it would be the colors of these things. The one in the foreground is literally painted gray. It's not just cloud cover. It's gray, and the one in the background is white. And man, I wish those colors were reversed. As it is, your eye is sort of drawn to the background one when it should be drawn to the foreground one. But yeah, you can't fix that. It would be kind of neat if they were facing the other direction too, because you're kind of facing them from behind. But you know what? I've been thinking about taking a photo like this for a long time, and it's hard to make it happen. And it was really fun to do it. I did take this, shot it in RAW and played with it in post. But there's about 30 other pictures really close to this that I didn't have up here because either the positions of the blades weren't correct or the clouds weren't quite right. Something didn't work out. I actually shot this on burst mode. My camera has an 8 frames per second burst mode, and so I didn't know exactly what I wanted the final result to be. I want it to be composed like this roughly, but I didn't know what would look best in terms of the positions of the blades. So as it was rotating, I just kept on snapping away. And I like this one. I like that everything is in the frame. The blades aren't protruding outside of the frame. I like that they're not straight up and down. And hopefully it conveys a sense of motion, even though they were moving kind of slow. But I realized on some of the other photos where the blades were perfectly straight up and down that it looked boring. It didn't look like it was moving at all. Somehow when they were a little off kilter, it seemed more interesting. So this is a really fun photo to take, and I hope it's a fun photo to look at.